So in this week's parasha, Yosef tells his brothers, he sends his brothers back to their children, Yaakov, and he tells them, "Al tigzu baderech," that they shouldn't, whatever it means, but shouldn't get into a matzav sakana. So that's the whole idea of tefilas haderech, is to protect you from sakana. So I thought I'd discuss a little about tefilas haderech, especially how it relates to some of the, how it relates to bizman hazeh. Not that I'm past gonna, you know, everyone should ask a shiloh, but I'll just say what I understand or what I heard. So the Gemara in Brachos on the Chav Testament Beis, Gemara has a story. Eliyahu Navi comes through of Yehuda Achved of Salah Chasida, and he tells him a few things. One of them is, when you yelled, "Kshata yoti l'derech, hamlech b'konech v'tzei." The Gemara says, what does that mean? I'm Rav Yaakov, Rav Chista, zu tefilas haderech. That you're supposed to say that when, before you go on a trip, or when you're going on a trip, you're supposed to say tefilas haderech. Then the Gemara gives a nusach of tefilas haderech. Then the Gemara says you should, Abayi says, la'olam, you should say it in Lashon Rabim, to be mishtatef with the tzibur. And then the Gemara says, when do you say tefilas emes matzli? When do you say it? I'm Rav Yaakov, I'm Rav Chista, mishah shemahalech baderech, when you start going, ad kama, I'm Rav Yaakov, Rav Chista, ad parsa. You say ad parsa. So what does it mean, ad parsa? So here already you have machlokas harishonim. What does it mean, ad parsa? So the pashup shad would seem to be like Rashi, right? Rashi understands ad parsa means that you're supposed to say tefilas haderech within the first parsa after you leave. Right? Rashi says ad parsa, v'lo la'achesh shohalach parsa. In other words, ad parsa means you emas matzli, when you say tefilas haderech, ad parsa, within the first parsa of your trip. But then Rashi quotes to the Bahag says no, the Bahag is a completely different shot in the Gemara. The Bahag says that ad kama means how long does your trip have to be for you to be chayav in tefilas haderech. So the Bahag says if your trip has to be at least longer than a parsa for you to be chayav in tefilas haderech. In other words, the Gemara is not telling you anything about when you make the bracha. You make the bracha, it's not at the beginning of your trip, but that's not the point. The point is, how long does your trip have to be to be chayav in tefilas haderech, right? And Rashi quotes the Bahag Mefarish, ad kama yivakesh lelech sheitzarech lispal ad parsa. Afilu ein lelech el ad parsa, but al derech pachas viparsa, there's no need to say tefilas haderech. So the Rush asks on Rashi, according to Rashi, why shouldn't you say, let's say you're going 10 parsa, 20, you're going on a long trip, so you missed the first parsa, why shouldn't you say tefilas haderech afterwards? After all, you have a long way to go. Tefilas haderech is to save you from sakana. So why does Rashi say you can only say tefilas haderech in the first parsa, and that's it? It doesn't make sense, right? You have a long, what's the difference that you missed the first parsa, but you have another 20 parsa to go, you're going 50 parsa, whatever. So why does Rashi say that you can only say tefilas haderech in the first parsa? So the Meiri explains as follows. The Meiri says, look at the beginning of the Gemara. Eliyahu Navi told Rav Yehuda, what did he say? He said, "Kshata yotze lederech hamlech bekonech v'tzei." That was the lashon. That's how Eliyahu Navi told him to say tefilas haderech. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Hamlech tol rishus. Rashi says it means you should take rishus. It's like you should ask rishus from Hashem before you go on a trip.
We have to wait for an answer.
So that's a good question. We'll get to that. And therefore the pshay Rashi is very simple. Bakashas rishus. If you want to ask for rishus, you have to do it at the beginning of the trip. Right? If you've already been going 10 parsa, you're already walking 10 parsa, even if you're going another 50 parsa, but you already went on your trip. You're going. You're not turning back. You already started your trip. And therefore, since the whole idea of tefilas haderech is hamlech bekonech v'tzei, means tol rishus, you should ask rishus, therefore Rashi says, that only makes sense in the beginning of the trip. It only makes sense in the first parsa. If you already went one in the parsa, you already started the trip. You're already on the trip. What are you asking rishus for? It doesn't make sense to ask rishus. You can't ask rishus after you already started the trip. And therefore, that's why Rashi says that you can only say tefilas haderech within the first parsa. Now, the Tlach and others ask your question. They ask, how is tefilas haderech and tefilas rishus? So the Tlach says, he says it's like the Gemara later. The Gemara later has a story with Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Rav Chanina ben Dosa says, He knew when his tefillah was niskabel and when his tefillah wasn't niskabel. He said, if my tefillah is shkur b'fiv, then it's niskabel. If it's not shkur b'fiv, it's not niskabel. So the Tzlach says that's the pshat over here. That Eliyahu Hanavi is telling Rav Yehuda, who was Achmed Rav Sal Chassida, must have been a great person, right? As one of the Amoraim, a great person. So he's saying, say tefillah saderech, and if it's shkur b'ficha, so then you know that Hashem gave you rishus to go. And if it's not, then you know not to go. That's the Torah rishus. Now, obviously, that doesn't apply to the average person. Obviously, it doesn't apply to the general person. But that's at least the pshat in Elyonovi's Eitzah, not the pshat Torah rishus. So how does it apply to every person? So for the average person can't expect to get an answer, but still, there's certainly the way the Meiri understands is an Inyan, because that's the way Eliyahu Hanavi explained it to Rav Yehuda. There's an Inyan of Netilas Rishus, even though you're probably not going to get an answer, but there's an Inyan of Netilas Rishus, and therefore Rashi says you can only ask Rishus before you start the trip. Once you start the trip, once you're on your way, then it doesn't make sense to ask for Rishus. So that's one answer to explain Rashi. Second answer is about Yona. Although it doesn't sound that way in Rashi, right? Rashi seems to say that Rebbe Yonah says that Rashi's whole din is only lechatchila. And Rebbe Yonah compares this to the din of Birchas HaMitzvah, right? There's a din of Birchas HaMitzvah, you're supposed to say a Birchas HaMitzvah over Lasa Yasa. So if you're putting on tzitzis, you're supposed to say the bracha, right before you put on the tzitzis. But the din is, that's the lechatchila, but the din is, if you're wearing tzitzis and you forgot to make a bracha, so you can make a bracha kol zman doing the mitzvah. That's b'diavad. So Rebbe Yonah says the same, but that's what he thinks is pshat in Rashi, is that lechatchila, of course, you have to say tefillah saderech in the first part of tefillah saderech before you go on the trip, because the whole point of tefillah saderech is to protect you from the trip, so you should do it right away at the beginning. But he says, as long as you have time to go, as long as you're still walking, then of course, b'diavad, you could say tefillah saderech even later. And therefore, the Rashi's question falls away, right? The Rashi, according to Rabbi Yonah, Rashi agrees to the Rashi that if you still have a long way to go, if you still have one in the parsa to go, you certainly can say tefillah saderech.
That doesn't really work.
You can't say it after a person.
Yeah, so that it doesn't really fit in the lashon of Rashi. Rashi sounds like about lo la'achash alach parsa. Rashi sounds like it's a din even b'diavad. Rabbi Yonah wants to say that that's only the chatchila, but of course, b'diavad you would be able to say,
even the Birchas HaDerech is a bit strange, because unless you take the two answers of Rashi together, because if you say it's like Birchas HaMitzvah, it should be before you start your trip at all. Why before you go parsa? Why before the first parsa? Unless you're going to say until you get to a parsa, it's not a trip that's mechayev for a thing.
Yeah.
So then you can say the whole first parsa is before you actually start the dangerous part. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe. Yeah. You're right. Within a parsa, it's not dangerous.
Right, so there's no need for protection. The other answer, Rashi, does make a little bit of sense, like in Birchas HaMitzvah.
Okay. Yeah. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Yud, so the Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Bahag, that the din is that Ad Kama means, how far do you have to go to be chayav in Tefillah Saderech. However, the Ramah says, Shemach like Rashi to say Tefillah Saderech within the first parsa. So now there's a machlokes achronim. What is that? When should you really say tefillah saderech? So the Magen Avram says you should say tefillah saderech after you get in the first parsa, after you get out of the city. In other words, you get out of the city on Ibur Shalir and another 70 amas. After that, you say tefillah saderech, because otherwise you're not holech. Otherwise you're in the city already. You're not even starting to go. And the Taz says that you can say Tefillah Saderech as soon as you decide you're going, you can say Tefillah Saderech. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes sort of a compromise. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you're starting your trip, so then you should do like the Magen Avraham, that you shouldn't say Tefillah Saderech until you're actually going. But he says if you're taking a multiple day trip, you know, you go one day, you sleep in a hotel, you get up the next day. So then he says, there already, you are Baderech. So therefore there you can certainly, you know, go like the Taz, you certainly can say Tefillah Saderech even before you start going, because there you are already Baderech.
Some of the Siddurim have
answered in, I think, in Shemaret Tefillah, in the Bracha, the morning.
Yeah, that's from the Marami Wittenberg used to do that. That's what the Marami Wittenberg is quoted as, or they asked the Marami Wittenberg, and he said, yeah, he either said in Shemaret Tefillah, or he said it, because there's a whole question, why doesn't Tefillah Derech doesn't start with the Baruch, ends with the Baruch, and it's seemingly a long Bracha, so it should really start with the Baruch. So Marari Muttenberg tried to be masmichit to another bracha. And he... Yeah. So one interesting thing is, the Rambam leaves out the whole Dinah Tefillah Derech. You look in the Rambam, it's not there. Not in Hilchos Bracha, it's not in Hilchos Tefillah, it's simply not there in the Rambam. So many Lachronim all discuss what's going on. Why the Rambam leave this out? There are various answers given. I'll mention one. And that is, it would seem, the Rambam understood that the whole Tefillah Sederech is not a chova. Because if you read the Gemara says, Amalei Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Achva Rav Salah Chasida. First he tells him, Lo Tzirtach Lo Sechti. Don't get angry, and you won't do chatoim. Lo sirviv lo sechti. Don't get drunk and you won't do chatoim. And then he continues and he says, So the first two things Eliyahu Navi said to Rav Yehuda were certainly Eitz Tovos, right? He's telling him, don't get angry and don't get drunk, right? So those are not in terms of a chova. I mean, that's good advice, but that's not a chova. And therefore Eliyahu Navi continues and says, you know, by the way, when you take a trip, Hamlech told Rishus, ask for Rishus to go on a trip. So therefore the Rambam understood, could be the Rambam understood that this whole thing is Midas Chasidus, is an Eitzah Tova for someone, ask Rishus, especially, right, as we put down in the Meiri, right, how exactly is the average person asking for Rishus by saying Tefillah Sederech, and therefore the Rambam left this out, because this is one of those Eitzah Tovas that the Rambam doesn't always quote. The Rambam leaves out a lot of Eitzah Tovas that appear in the Gemara. So just like the Rambam left out the first two, Lo Sechti, Lo Lo sirtach, lo techti, lo sirvi, lo sechti, also left out this idea of hamlech bekonech v'tzei, of saying tefillah sederech. The Rambam understood that this is not a chova, but this is an eitzah tova, and therefore there's no chiyuv. The Pri Chadash says that the Rambam, others say that the Rambam understood that Eliyahu Hanavi just said hamlech bekonech v'tzei. Then Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, said that Tefillah Sederech. So some say maybe the Rambam understood that others argue on that point. In other words, what Eliyahu Navi said is not clear. What Eliyahu Navi said, Amlech Bekonech Vetzei. Who said that Tefillah Sederech? So that's one day in the Gemara. Maybe the Rambam understood that we don't hold like that day in the Gemara. Those are some of the answers to the Rambam. The Rambam, bottom line is, the Rambam is difficult. This din is called in Shulchan Aruch. It's called in the Tur, it's called in the Shulchan Aruch, it's called in the Rush, it's called in the Rif, it's called everywhere except for the Rambam, but the Rambam seemingly understood either it's not a Chova, it's just an Eitzah Tova, or Rambam understood that Amlech B'Konach V'Tzei, maybe it's not Tefillah Sederech, but the Rambam, for whatever reason, the Rambam leaves out this din of Tefillah Sederech.
The Tur Sederech is not mentioned anywhere else in the Gemara?
No.
Even the Lashon is not mentioned?
The Lashon is mentioned here, and of Chavtei Samad Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chis is Ut Tefillah Sederech, and then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yaakov, the same Rav Yaakov says, Kol Yotze Derech Terech Lispalel, Mai Tefillah Sederech, Yir Atzalam Fanecha Shalochein, Shalom Tatsidein, Shalom Tatsidein, it tells you the whole Nusach. There is a bracha that, later in the Gemara, I think on the Samach, the Gemara has, if you're nichnas lekrach, you say tefillah yotze min hakrach. That the Ram does quote, and the Beis Yosef claims that the Ram understood that was tefillah sederech. In other words, the Gemara says that kshe yotze min hakrach, you say kshem she I left the krach b'shalom, I should continue my journey b'shalom, something like that. So the Beis Yosef says, yeah, the Ram understood that was tefillah sederech. It's difficult because that's not a bracha. There's no bracha there. And the Rambam doesn't quote any of the dinim of Tefillah Sederech. The Rambam doesn't say they have to say. The Rambam doesn't say anything about ad kam ad parsa. The Rambam doesn't say that. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says that tefillah that the Rambam quoted is Tefillah Sederech. So now, how do we put this all together in Bizman Hazeh? So, right, how does this relate to us? So I'll give an example. I commute every day from here to Herzliya Pituach. So do you have to say Tefillah Saderech when you're commuting, when you're taking a trip like that? So there are a number of points, there are a number of reasons why you could say that you would not be chayiv in Tefillah Saderech b'zman hazeh in terms of taking a trip like that. So it's clear. So the first point I heard in the shiur from Rav Asher Weiss, it's clear from the Gemara and the Rishonim, the whole context of the Gemara is that we're talking about tefillah b'makom sakana, and the sakana we're talking about is listim and chayos reos, and that's found in the nusach of the bracha itself of tefillah saderech, and it's clear from the context of the Gemara that that's what we're talking about. So he said that b'zman hazeh those sakanas simply do not exist in most places, right? I mean, you drive from here to Tel Aviv, there's no chayos reos. And there's no listim on the way on the roads here. I mean, there might be places where there are.
What is there?
Not, I don't know. I don't. It depends where you drive. But I'm saying you drive from
Highway 1.
You drive from here to Tel Aviv. There are no Arabs. There are no listim. There are no chayos reos. And therefore he said. that since the takana of tefillah saderech was to protect you from these sakanos don't exist nowadays on these kind of trips, and therefore there's no chiyuv. You'll tell me, but there's other sakanos, there's a sakana of accidents. But he said, yeah, that's true, but you could have an accident 5 minutes from your house in the city as well. In other words, the whole chiluk of the Gemara is that you only say tefillah saderech if you, especially going to the Bahag, if you're going more than a parsa outside of the city. Why? Because that's where it's dangerous. That's where you have chayos reos and listim. But accidents happen just as well in the city as out of the city. Accidents is no distinction. And therefore he says the whole takanas chazal of tefillah saderech was for a certain situation, was for the situation where you have a sakana of chayos reos and listim. We don't have that nowadays. We have other sakanos, but that wasn't what the takana of tefillah saderech was for. And therefore, the bracha doesn't apply in these situations. You certainly can daven, but the specific bracha of tefillah saderech, he wanted to say, would not apply in these situations.
The same people that say that, then the same svara would be not to say on airplanes. Everyone says when they're on an airplane.
Airplanes are.
They all over died that they were going to fly over the.
No, airplanes have been a target for. You could say airplanes are a target for listing, a target for terrorists, for hijacking.
I'm not sure why he's talking about airplanes.
I think you
only said if you go over an ocean, because it says over Yamim and over Midbaros.
No, that's bigger.
Yeah, that's a different thing. No, I think he made that point that airplanes are there is listing, terrorists.
Say there's no listing in Kayakos. There are roads that there are, and there are roads that are not.
Yeah, okay, right.
Just
but
like in Isma
de Gamar, the average road in a civilized country, they're no listed in the highest roads.
It's not true. If you get stuck in the middle of Route 5 in California, you can be attacked by a mountain lion.
Okay.
Fine. They're
in your car. Okay, but there's still a sakana on the road.
I don't know. I drive every day from here to Herzliya. I don't feel any sakana of listim and any sakana of chayos reos.
His wife doesn't.
No, even if my car got stuck, it's not like that.
It's not nusach lishchi.
So the second thing is. So Shachter in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav, he quotes from Soloveitchik that he said a similar svar, a little different. He said that the whole idea of tefillah saderech is a tefillah b'makom sakana. He said if you take a trip every day, if you commute and you don't feel any sakana, this is what you do every day. You get up in the morning, you drive, you go to work. He said so that's you can't say it's a tefillah b'makom sakana. You don't feel any sakana. It's your daily action. It's just your day to day routine.
So if you're commuting,
therefore he said
if I go to Yerushalayim tomorrow morning,
yeah,
through the back road and I get stuck by Hussan Chas V'Shalom, I'm gonna feel in danger.
Okay, so
if you really felt there's a danger, you wouldn't do it leisurely. We do it leisurely.
I don't do it leisurely. I usually put my foot on the pedal when I'm passing through something.
That's not true. The whole point of tefillah saderech is not to say like you're doing something unnatural. Otherwise, you wouldn't be mutter to do. You're not.
No, but there was a certain amount of sakana that doesn't. I'm not saying.
There's a highlight between the back roads and.
Okay, fine. Maybe if you drive on certain roads, you should. But authority. I'm saying if you drive on major roads, you don't. I don't know. Like I said, I drive to work every day. I don't get in my car. It doesn't occur to me. I don't think I'm going into any sakana when I go to work every day. I just go, right? Most people. You get on the bus, you get on the train, you get in your car, you just go. You don't think there's any sakana, anything. It's like it's part of your daily life. And therefore, Shach LeKosher Rav Soloveitchik, he didn't say Tefillah Saderech when he flew from Boston to New York, because he did it every week. Every week he flew from Boston to New York and New York to Boston. Every week it was part of his routine.
So you mean you'd be telling the person, like, if I flew from Boston to New York, then I would say it?
For you, yeah.
Because I'm not commuting.
I think for you, that's...
So telling the person.
Yeah, for you, that's a...
But you can have, it's a very interesting anomaly that you can have, because you can actually have a situation, if you use the Rav Svara, I don't know what the Rav said about Hagomel, but you can actually say, if you're flying, I'm not going to say Tefillas Haderech to the Rav. If I fly every single month.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And then the Gedarim for Hagomel could very well still be there because you're flying over the sea. It's
maybe.
Like a weird thing.
The third Svara is that the Gemara says, Hayotze L'Derech, right? So what's called Yotze L'Derech? If I go every day somewhere, is that called Yotze L'Derech? So for example, here's a din, right? Chayav Adam Lifkor Asishto. So obviously, I don't think anyone would say that din applies to someone who commutes to work every day, even if they're driving more than the parser, right? That din doesn't apply, right? That din, that's not called Yotze L'Derech. So it's very possible that Bichlal, if you do something all the time, you drive from here to Tel Aviv, you drive from here to Yerushalayim, that's not called Yotze L'Derech. Yotze L'Derech means you're going on a trip. Something that you do all the time is not called going on a trip. So maybe again, so those are some svaras. Now, there is an interesting machlokas, which is very relevant also halacha l'maisa, which is, the Gemara says, according to the Bhag, the shiur is a parsa. So what does a parsa mean? So in halacha, the shiurim of parsa mil could mean one of two things. They either mean distance or time. And it's a very big nafkamina. If parsa means distance, then it means, like, parsa is about 4 to 5 kilometers. I mean, you drive 4 to 5 kilometers out of the city, you would be chayav in Tefillas Haderech. On the other hand, if parsa is time, parsa is 4 mil, that's between 72 and 90 minutes. It's a big difference. In other words, if you drive from here to Tel Aviv, you're certainly going more than a parsa, but it doesn't take you 72 minutes. It takes you maybe 50 minutes. So that's a machlokas achronim.
The mission. It's hard to say that parsa is time.
In other words, because parsa is a measurement of, is used as a measurement of time many places, but I think the svara is
he look parsa.
Yeah,
this doesn't say they look parsa. It says on parsa.
Yeah, but I think the svara is that listim and chayos reos are in a place where people don't go, or in a place where there isn't much traffic. So how do you know where there's not much traffic? Well, the time it takes for you to walk a parsa, within that distance, there are a lot of people.
Well, depends where you're going.
Well, yeah, but so Chazal, right? Chazal, so Chazal.
I mean,
so,
I can walk for 90 minutes to New York, and I'll never be.
Well, but you're in the city. No, but Chazal or Kovea that within a parsa of the city is not called the Makom Sakana. Now, what does that mean within a parsa? Does it mean, so if you're walking, you know, distance and time is the same thing, right? It's you walk a parsa, the time to walk a parsa is between 72 and 90 minutes, and you're going to walk the same 5 kilometers. But what did Chazal mean? Did they mean that it's the time that it takes to go a parsa, or did they mean a parsa? And the svara to say that it's the time is because, in that time, there are people in the distance that you cover in that time, there are people there, and therefore there are no list of Mechayos Reos. So anyway, the bottom line is the Mishnah Brura, I think most of the Ashkenazi poskim say it's distance. The Mishnah Brura says, you go on the train, you have to say Tefillas Haderech right away, it's distance. But Rav Adi Yosef and he quotes another Sefer, Zichron Yehuda, they both say that's in terms of Zaman, and obviously it's a big nafkamin, right? Again, if you drive from here to Tel Aviv, it's certainly more than a parson distance, but it's less than a parson time. And therefore, according to Rav Avadia, according to the Zichron Yehuda, there's no chiyuv, because you're not fulfilling the basic requirement of the Bahag, But you're not going one in the parsa in time.
In the parsa in time, if you're driving.
Right.
If you're walking.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's the question is, when the Gemara said ad parsa, was the Gemara giving you a measurement of distance or a measurement of time? If it's a measurement of time, it's a measurement of time, and then it doesn't matter how far you can go, it's a measurement of time. And therefore, according to Rav Avadia, if you go from here to Tel Aviv, there's certainly no chiyuv because you're not going a parsa in time. A parsa in time is at least 72 minutes, maybe 90 minutes, maybe even longer. It's 4 mil, so 4 mil is at least 72 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah has another suffix. The Mishnah Berurah has a suffix. What happens if you're going more than a parsa, but you're going to pass through another city, or you're going to be close within a parsa of another city, should you say Tfilas HaDerech?
You mean before you get out of the parsa?
Let's say I'm going on a trip of, I don't know, I'm going on a trip of five parsa, but along the road, the whole way, there are the cities within a half a parsa of me.
There's no parsa empty.
Right. So are you chayav or not? So the Mishnah Berurah leaves that b'tzarchiyun. So again, that's very, very relevant today, halacha lemaisa, because most places where you drive, there's not a parsa between. You're generally not more than a parsa from any yishuv, and therefore again, you have this suffix whether or not you chayav because
at least in time, like.
Well, even in distance, it's 5 kilometers. Most roads pass within 5 kilometers of some town, little town, yishuv, whatever. And therefore again, you have this suffix. The Ragachover had a very interesting idea. He talked about what do you say Tfilas HaDerech on a plane? So he claimed that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech on a plane, and he gave the following very unique reason. He said, the Gemara in Chulin says, by Shiluach HaKen, that a ken in the sky, you're not chayav, because that's not called Derech, it's called Derech Nesher. And therefore, he says, you see that a derech in the sky, flying, a derech in the sky, is not called derech, but it's called derech nesher. And therefore, he says, you wouldn't be chayiv in tefillas haderech, because tefillas haderech, you chayiv when you go on a derech. And here, when you're flying, you're not going on a derech, you're going on a derech nesher. And therefore, he claims, the Ragachover claims that when you fly in a plane, you don't say tefillas haderech, because it's not called derech. Now, I think everyone argues on the Ragachover, but that's what the Ragachover is quoted as saying. The last point I'd like to make is a very interesting point. I remember many times when people go on a trip, so one person says Tfilas HaDerech, and everyone else says Amen is Yotze with their bracha. So that's a very that's a questionable practice, because the din is that by Tfila, if you're a Baki, then someone else can't be Motzi you in Tfila. Right, that's a Befeirish Adin in Shulchan Aruch, that you can't be motzi a baki in tefillah, and tefillas haderech is, you see, it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha, it's a tefillah. In fact, you look in Shulchan Aruch, it shows up in Simon Kuf Yud and Hilchos Tefillah, and you see even the Gemara, it's a tefillah, and therefore Chora would seem that in tefillah, something that's rachamim, someone else can't be motzi you in a tefillah that's rachamim. And therefore, it would be better for everyone to say the bracha themselves rather than to have one person say the bracha and try to be yotze with the
with the fact that every time you say it's a suffix. So
there are chachamim who say that by a tefila k'tzar of rachamim, you can't be yotze with a baki, but it's certainly a suffix whether you can. So therefore, if you chayav in tefillas haderech, it's better for you to say it yourself and try to have someone else say it, and have someone be motzi you, because it's questionable whether you'll say, because again, a baki in tefillah, a baki can't be motzi. You can't be motzi a baki in tefillah.
Usually, when you're doing that, it's because you don't know by heart and you don't have your own sitter.
Okay, say it along with the first one.
I was trying to. My wife told me. Grandfather's every tight, so that blows it.
Okay.
Yeah, no. And I'm like, it's crazy. So I go with the something. I don't feel like saying, but I let her say it. I say,
Amen. Okay.
This way, I don't feel like I've been something proper.
No, right, you haven't, yeah.
So I'm like, but if you tell me I might not be yotz at all, then I might reevaluate my percentage. I'd rather die and make a buckle than rather not die and make a buckle with tall, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I think it's a Muslim.